SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Out on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Ben and Eddie. Yats. Stop annoying me. Yeah. I play my music loud. It takes the bastard all dirty to move the crowd. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace.
SER, and you got the best of both worlds right here on 2SER this beautiful Sunday morning. the real world where we all live. Sometimes it's referred to as the meat space. And then there's the online world where you could be listening to us right now over on 2ser.com. Super happy fun time. Hour is here to knock you down an intellectual peg or two with our righteous mix of snappy banter and classic tunes. I'm one of your hosts for the next hour. My name is Eddie Yutz. Most people just call me Eddie unless they're being formal. My co-host is Bang. How was your week, Bang?
Eddie, it's great to be here with you. My week, good week, positive week, positive week. Good week for the environment. The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, you'd know him.
Oh, he's great. He's great. I'm a big fan of Angus.
You got the poster?
Got the poster on my wall.
Liking him on the Facebook. This week he launched the first annual statement under the government's technology roadmap, which is the coalition's new policy framework for long-term emissions reduction. The minister characterised the government's approach, which prioritises taxpayer investments in particular technologies, with funding of $18 billion over a decade, as betting on the future.
Ooh.
Said Angus, the nature of R&D portfolios is that you have to place bets. We're placing a bet on a portfolio here. And if there's one thing this nation understands, it's placing a bet.
Absolutely.
If it's another thing they understand, it's losing that bet. So when we're all wearing gas masks down the shops, with all the carbon in the air, at least we'll be able to say we had the guts to let it ride. And that's important to show to alien races that we are not to be trifled with. We're crazier than Tupac and Juice, and we'll blow this planet up before we let you get your hands on it, you Martian bastards.
Indeed we will, Bang. Hey, guess what? Bubba Gallo Ronson's going to be up soon with the Planet Earth Cabbage Update Hour report. You looking forward to that?
I'm loving it, man.
Let's hear a track from The Possible Humans. This is The Thumps on 2SER.
Super happy fun time. We'll be right back.
So hello, welcome to World Cabbage Update. This is your host Barbara Yellow Ronson, and today we're going to do something interesting, in that we're going to do a little bit of investigative reporting here on World Cabbage Update. We're going to find out why cabbage is not very well represented in the world of fast food, and we're going to ask the fast food giants directly, or at least one fast food giant. I won't say what they are, but they're very famous. They have burgers, and there's a, you know, prominent clown represents them, obviously, so, you know, Hungry Jack's. But we're in the drive-through currently, Vincent, aren't we, in the green cabbage car, and we're just going to make an order, but when we make our order, we're going to confront them with the truth about cabbage.
Ready to order, please?
Yes, this is Barbara Ronson from World Cabbage Update, and I'm wanting a Coke and donut and fries and a cabbage burger. A cabbage burger, please.
So, what was that?
I'd like a fries, donut, cola drink and a cabbage burger.
Cabbage burger? We don't do that.
Well, why not? Because you should do that. Because cabbage would be great on a burger. You could have, you know, cheese and onion rings and... Really, you could have beef, or even not beef. You could just have coleslaw, but if you have cabbage, it'd be even better.
There's cabbage in the coleslaw, I think.
Yeah, but they put so much mayonnaise in that it's no longer really even cabbage. You could put cardboard in, it'd be the same thing. I don't consider coleslaw to be very high as far as cabbage goes.
Yeah, well, sorry, we don't have cabbage burger anymore.
Yeah, well, you're making a grave error. You either make a cabbage burger for me, or we're in the cabbage car. We'll fire off our firework launcher and you'll see the full power of our fully operational cabbage car. Well, isn't that right, Vincent?
Yeah, yep.
Well, we don't do cabbage burgers, sorry, mate.
All right, Vincent, fire it off now. Yeah, you'll find out that you should make cabbage burgers and coleslaw doesn't count. Were you having problems with that? Just press the green button this time. I pressed the green button last time. Press it. Just hold on. We're trying to... Just excuse... Someone's just beeping. We're trying to fire off a firework launcher. Try holding down both green buttons at the same time. Excuse me. Don't beep. Have we got a... fire off the back firework launchers just to teach the motorists behind us a lesson? He's a big guy. He's getting out of the car. All right, press the ejector seat. That's not working either. Just drive. That didn't work out. Anyway, that's the end of World Cabbage Update. That didn't work out, but as you know, next time you're in a fast food drive-thru, my recommendation is order a cabbage burger and make sure your firework launchers are operational. That was a real flop. Just keep driving. Floor.
Follow your fingers, kick your heels up.
You're on 2SER.
Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. Back to the here and now, yeah. Show me how decide what you want.
Oh,
Soul to Soul there with Back to Life on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2CR 107.3 FM. Shout outs to Barbara Yellow Ronson for the World Cabbage Report. I suppose we should do some sort of popular culture recap here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Eddie, did you watch the Emmys?
I love my popular culture and I did not see the Emmys.
I didn't watch it either, so I guess we can't really comment on it.
Probably not. Look, mate, I don't even have time to watch TV shows, let alone TV shows bestowing awards upon other TV shows. This is a whole nother level that I can't get behind. What I understand, though, it was an excellent awards ceremony performed over the Zoom there, or the Skype, or however they do it, however the Hollywood stars do their Zooming and Skyping, and it provided countless people with a reason to live. So maybe I should have watched it. I don't know, Bang. Did you spend any of the finite time gifted upon you to stare passively at the glowing rectangle that is the television?
I did. Oh, I watched a movie. I watched a little movie about a little transformer called Bumblebee. A little feature film called Bumblebee.
It's a good name for that movie. How was it?
It fulfilled the minimum requirements I asked for from televisual entertainment, and that it made me not think about my life for 120 minutes. But it did raise a few questions. So I understand that the Transformers are a highly advanced technological race.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. In this movie, they all spoke English, which is a bit weird, but I suppose they learn quick.
I imagine that as a result of their willingness to learn the language as part of an attempt to assimilate, presumably, that would make them a fairly attractive proposition as immigrants. And I'm guessing on our planet Earth, they might have landed where? The United States.
That's right. California, to be precise.
Ah, Californication, the land of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They run that place. Their cold metal hearts couldn't resist the allure of the Sunshine State, getting some chili peppers slap bass happening. Oh, I can just imagine why that would be so appealing for a robot. There's some very sound internal logic at play, I would presume, with this decision.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everything about the movie, about the little car that could, Bumblebee, sound internal logic all the way through. The bad guys, the Decepticons, they call them, in addition to speaking English, they also had the foresight to build their sort of like their final act death machine. They built that with instruments on it that were in English, so the humans knew when it was going to blow up and stuff. This is good manners, really, isn't it?
It is.
Hey, this is a Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. Here's DJ Muggs going up against the Jizzer. General principles.
Castle queen c2, if black takes on c4, then white could play e4. In many occasions, we saw the importance of this tiny movement of f6 for black defense and counterattack.
I must put in time to get my many hours to earn power, like the ashy hand pizzeria owner that wrote flower. I can't be a broke nigga, bitter and sour, selling CDs on the corner, the sunset dower. A small fry nigga in the baked potato world. Sizzling in some beef full of grease like Jerry Curls, Shout out to DJs, kept it real. Shook a few hundred thou, but some never broke the seal. Fuck them, stick to college radios, mix shows. Storming university with freestyle, sick flows. Might give a lecture about your rap texture. And CD boy, DJ slash director. The name was a bell that rang through the hall. Popular is the tag on the bathroom stall. Check it, this language is so captivating. When we lose a rap nigga, the news is devastating. Whether to the prison or grave, you know this rap was built from the strength of those that hunger and crave. My clan got rhymes for days to be skilled and pays. Most of them can't escape the solar rays.
Like play immediately, or play kids out the castle, E-Suite, and now H6. Why H6?
Name a crew that can stop the force that I strike with, let alone try to hold the pen that I write with. You can even chop off my fingers I type with, those I hold a mic with, thinking I might quit. They didn't know, that only makes me more determined. It's labor for hip-hop, you can ask the Germans. Some say I never got this full recognition, so I dropped another, they shot, but still listen. Plus I ran into a well-known musician. He said this sample shit got too many cooks in the kitchen. Now he's back to flipping love horns and psycho zigs to support his kids. Much even hyper whiz, a bad amigo will stroke your ego. You see the flash on the dash when he blasts a Buick Regal.
The same brother you was throwing your key to brought the seven niggas in the building to see you. You know these goddamn streets are so gritty with sour milk from titties that'll spoil the city. The hood cornerback, strong attack is the blitz, but we don't lie down for shit, not even direct hits. From graffiti in New York, on the walls of trains, DJs in California, to the shores of Maine. Beat boys on the floor, we'll be doing the thing. To MCs behind ropes, who had titles to claim. My team's about shootouts, the fans shout with loud mouths. The clock run out, the ref throw the sign, it's overtime. The rim leaning, visiting team scheming. Championship ring, fiending, they must be dreaming. These rap players and slayers got a lot of endorsements. Make them higher law enforcement. Plus, I just turned down tracks. Can't remember the producer, but the beats was whack. Sounds similar. It gotta be exciting, striking, lightning. Bring the best out the guard when home. Writing, light stroke from my pen. Might choke and take win. Got a little air, then half your spins. MCs be stuck with being fascination. The nature and the scale of events shake the station. I stick up the track, armed only with the pen. Terrorize you vocally with the force to win. From graffiti in New York, on the walls of trains, DJs in California, to the shores of Maine. Beat boys on the floor, we'll be doing the thing. To MCs behind ropes, who had titles to claim. This is hip-hop.
That's what we need to do. Black spaces tour. That's why C5, queen A5, E5, knight D5, bishop takes C4, knight C3, and then castle.
And now on the Super Happy Fun timeout on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is time for the sports report with Ben Doran.
In sport as it is in life, a name can be a powerful thing. Attributed to Confucius is the saying, Bi ye zheng ming hu. The name must be correct, or the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their right names. However, sometimes the names we are born with are not the names we deserve to live with. For example, would the world have fallen for the nasally charms of Robert Zimmerman, or the Cockney swagger of Maurice Joseph Micklewhite, or the pendulous and frankly terrifying member of David Jones? Probably not. These names are both stupid and not right. And yet, as Bob Dylan, Michael Caine, and David Bowie, they rise phoenix-like from the ashes of their former selves, becoming immortal. In professional sports, team names help to galvanize a fan base and sell merchandise. The Chicago Bulls, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the New York Yankees, household names all and glorious to boot. The Nashville Predators of the NHL and the King Faisal Babies of the Ghanaian Premier League, less so. In Division 4 of Newcastle's Amateur Men's Basketball League, close to 75% of all team names allude to testicle or gonads. My own team, the Grey Balls, will next week return to competition against rivals, the Big Ballers. In weeks to come, we will face Dad Ballers, King Kong Ballers, these nuts are making me thirsty, the Scromags, Bowie's bouncy Christmas bag, the Crash Test Testies. The list is endless, but is it right?
I'm Wade.
And I'm Hanny.
And you can catch us every Sunday evening from midnight for Herniated Discs.
Together, we'll be traversing the fringes of music from around the globe.
From post-punk and dub to music concrete and tech house.
Tune in every Sunday at midnight for Herniated Discs on 2SER.
By voices there with Math Rock, well, that GBV, Debbie Harry with Rush Rush, and of course the Ben Doran there with the sports report. Welcome back to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. On this week's show, we've of course been discussing real jobs for real Australians and expressing disgust at the fact that we have to outsource our online election corruption to Russian hackers when we have perfectly good Aussie kids here with skills to disrupt social media. But because we're outsourcing these roles to overseas interests, Aussie kids are forced to turn to other work, like fashioning water pipes out of plastic iced coffee bottles. Still, say what you want about Vladimir Putin. Well, maybe don't, because he might poison you if you say something he doesn't like. In other news, I think I swallowed a spider the other day, so there's 2 decades of vegetarianism down the drain.
What circumstance led you to swallowing a spider, then?
There was one in one of me salad leaves.
Oh, no. We tried to do the right thing, eat a salad.
I did try to do the right thing. This is a bad thing that just got worse and worse because I swallowed that spider and I could feel that spider in there. I could feel it in there laying eggs. So it didn't just turn into a scenario where I'd eaten one spider. I'd actually ended up consuming a mummy spider.
Oh, no.
Countless little baby spiders, which is the worst sort of thing you can do, and obviously it's caused havoc upon my social life. I'll be there trying to talk to a young lady or a young man and a spider will just come out of my mouth, and I'll tell you what, I've never been so embarrassed. Still, you heard that song Baby Shark?
Yeah, I do know that song Baby Shark. I've heard it a few times.
Catchy number, isn't it?
What do you think the spiders have done to your constitution?
I'd say if anything they've probably strengthened it.
This is much needed. Much needed iron. You vegetarians don't get enough iron, isn't that right?
Yes. And I suppose, like, sort of, the right thing to do would be to thank the spiders for it. But if I was to seek counsel from the spiders, they would be alerted to the fact that I'd eaten so many of their innocent younglings. And I can't see that ending up very well. This is the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SCR 107.3.
Let's hear a song from Tricky. This is Christian Sands. Keep listening to 2SCR. Are you going to keep listening, Bang? Are you going to stick around?
Unless the spiders get me in the meantime, sure.
Are you a 2SER supporter yet? Be eligible for free gig tickets, movies, music and more when you sign up for 12 months. And you'll be a part of the 2SER community that we all love so much. Head to 2SER.com/support and click the supporter button to sign up. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
G'day, and welcome back to the Joe Bogan podcast. Oh, this week I've got to get this stuff off my chest. Bloody Spotify are trying to tell me what I can and can't say and who I can and can't interview on my podcast. I made this by myself, just cranking it out with me and my best friends. And we're all just bloody pissed off. Because we're like, you think you give me $100 million and I'll just do whatever you reckon? No way, Jose. I'm
Joe Bogan Experience.
I do what I want, and it's a free audio podcast. It's just for the people thinking and that. And I'm just like on my Rogue Fitness bike Echo, just pumping it out, and just my mood's lifting, and I feel great drinking Voss water. And, you know, I'm not about all that corporate I'm just Joe Bogan. And it's just breaking my heart a bit. But, like, I don't know. Like, just because I just make, you know, I make a couple of things up here and there, and Anifa's killing the world and burning down the forest. That's true. Probably, I don't know. I'm not checking in on it. But it's up to you to find out the truth. I'm just here just talking. That's it. So you got to be free thinking and that, because the truth is just whatever. And it's none of my business. I'm just a vessel. I've made a cool studio. I've spent $100 million on a cool studio modelled after a koala's. So enjoy the podcast and that. I'm going to fight the power because that's what I do. MMA's on tonight. Tune in. Drink Coke. Bye.
The views expressed by Joe Bogan do not necessarily reflect the views of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. If you would like to know what the views of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour do reflect, please forward your credit card details to superhappyfuntimerradio@gmail.com and await instructions.
Super Happy Fun Time Hour. 2SCR.com. Ramones.
Making a sound, the smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I'm addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Moldings and fangs that are picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close, then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life.
Ramones there with Pet Cemetery on 2SCR 107.3 FM. Before that, we had a track from Sydney local Stressless with Airport Flowers.
Well, there we had the Joe Bogan Experience, the Joe Bogan Podcast Experience, live and exclusive on 2SCR. That was a hard-fought contract, that one. Let me tell you, a lot of money changed hands there. Wasted a lot of brown paper bags there.
You wouldn't think we kind of had that kind of money on the Super Happy Fun Time, yeah?
Yeah, but there's the thing. If the situation calls for it, you can somehow find it. And Prince Rama preceding that with "Those Who Live for Love Will Live Forever." And that's it for another edition of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, if you want a copy of this segment from earlier today, using the simple method of a hammer and a nail to put a hole in your muffler to make your car sound louder, just keep it quiet, all right? We're actually on probation. We can't let it go down that we're saying stupid things like that on the radio. Mum, if you're listening, can you come pick me and Eddie up from the station? And can we get ice cream on the way home? Because it's midday now, which means it isn't morning anymore. We know we're not allowed to have ice cream in the morning, but that's okay, because it's technically the afternoon now.
Stick around here on 2SCR. Psychedelic Sunday is up next. And be sure also to check out Herniated Discs tonight at midnight on 2SCR. Heaps of interesting electronic and acoustic tunes. A very eclectic mix. You can check that out on demand. And you can indeed check the Super Happy Fun Time Hour
out also on demand at 2SER.com, my favourite website that I don't have to go incognito to visit. What are we going out with, Bang?
Do some happy Mondays at 24-hour party, people. You keep on partying, people. You keep on partying, Eddie Yatza. See you next week, mate.
I never stop partying, Bang. I never start, I never stop.
Super happy fun time, mate.